Action. Okay, we are in class again. Thank you everybody for watching. Thank you everybody for coming. We are on a Monday night. We learn Mishkan Israel. That's a guy's class. A lady can watch, but this is for the guy, how to be able to build his trusting home, to create and to build himself, to support the home in Am Israel. So we are in page 9. השראת השכינה באחדות שבין איש לאשתו. The Shechina dwell in a place where is the husband and wife are in full unity. We are continuing from where we stopped last week. It's a weekly class and everybody can follow. If anybody have a question, please, you can always contact the rabbi. And it's the number is 646-315-2866. Thank you. למדנו שאחדות הנישואים מתקיימת בעניין החיבור. The unity among the marriage in a couple is by the unity between a husband and wife. דברים אלה מהיסוד לדברי חז"ל. This is the foundation for our sages. שחיבור הוא מקום השראת השכינה. When the unity among happened between the husband and wife, this is the Shechina dwelling between them. The way the unity is taking place, the way the connection takes place, that's the way the Shechina will dwell. We already explained the last class and many other classes about Rabbi Levi, what he's saying. The Torah doesn't tell us how to have a relations with the wife, but the Torah tells us what to stay away from. Because every time that we have unity between a husband and wife, we create environment, we create the strength of the universe, we bring the Shechina down, we bring the light down, and the family receive, and our home, and our finance, and our neighborhood, they all receiving from the unity between the husband and wife. We already explained that last class. בזמן שאדם מתחבר עם אשתו בקדושה, when the time that the husband and wife, and especially from the husband part, he unite with his wife only לשם שמיים, all with קדושה, all with separation, and all his mind is only to make his wife happy. ובזוהר it said, בבראשית קוף עין וב, דכל אתר דשימושה דמצווה השתכח שכינה שרי אללה הוא אתר מן דגרים להקבה שימושה דמצווה גרים דהסתלק שכינה מעלמה. He's saying that all the delay that come in life, in the life of a person, is because the way he serve, and he's serving the mitzvah to be able that the Shechina will dwell in his home. That means the limitation that the person have is the way he conduct the relationship with his wife. The way he conduct the relationship with his wife, that's the way everything will happen after that. ושורש העניין בדבריהם, the roots of the what they saying, the sages, ובאחד ומי ישיבנו. In Yov, לא שרי הקדוש ברוך הוא ולא השתכח אלא באחד. דמתי קרא בר נש חד, בשעתה דהשתכח דחר ונוקבה והתקדש בקדושה עילה, והתכוון להתקדשה כדקה יאות, וכדין ההוא שלים בהקרא אחד בלא פגמו. וכד השתכחת רב יאו כאחד כדין כולה בנפשה וגופה בנפשה להידבק דה בדה ברעותה חדה ובגופה ובנפשה להידבקה דה בדה ברעותה חדה ובגופה כמה דאו לפנה דבר נש דלא נסיב מען דאפליג וכד התחבר דכד ודחר ונוקבה כדין דית עבדו חד בגופה והשתכח דההוא חד נפשה וחד גופה וקרא ברנש אחד כדין קודשה ברכו שרה באחד ואפיק רוחה דקודשה בהו אחד. So they bring in here the Zohar in Vayikra Pei Aleph, and they telling us about Iyov, that he said that the roots of everything, Vehu Be'echad Umi Yashivenu, this is what they call the unity among the couple, has become to be as a one person. When the couple unite together, it's a connection between them in the physicality and in spirituality. The question is, where is the unity in Echad? How they become to be one? If they become to be one only in physicality, this is what the kind of soul they're going to bring into the universe. But if the unity of Echad, it become to be as in a soul, the body is follow, the physicality follow. לא שרי קודשה ברכו דהשתכח אלא באחד. That is no reason for Hashem to come and to be there. It's only when the couple is unity, is one. ומתי קרה ברנש אחד? When this man will call one? בשעתה דהשתכח דחר ונוגבה. When a person are forgetting that we have a female and male. והתקדש בקדושה אלאה, that he separate himself for the holiness of above. והתכוון להתקדשה כדקה יאות, he looking to separate himself and to make קדושה in the moment of the unification between husband and wife, כדינה הוא שלים וקרא אחד בלא פגימו. In this law, that's when the couple gonna call one, and that's the way the offspring will be, without or with damage, according to the state of mind of the couple. וכד מישתכחת רב יהו כחד כדין כולה בנפשה וגופה. If both of them, both sides are forget that they are body and they unite with each other, with holiness, is in body and soul together, בנפשה דדבקה דה בדה, and the soul are holding each other as one soul and not bodies. דדבקה דה בדה ברעותה חדה, that means that they are holding each other as one person. ובגופה בנפשה דדבקה דה בדה, and the body and the soul are holding each other as one thing. בגופה כמה דאולפנה the barnash, the law nasiv kema'an the afflig, and so many things can come to stop us from not to follow and not to let us walk in this route. וכדי דבחן בדחה ונוגבה כדין והתאבדו חד גופה, that mean, and here we have two side, two opposite, that they need to come to unite themselves as one body, as one person. וישתכח דהו חד נפשה וחד גופה, that we need to forget that we are as a body and a soul. וקרא ברנש אחד, and this person, this נשמה become to be as one. כדין קודשה ברוך שרה באחד, and they say that's the law of Hashem, that he dwell only in the unity of one. If it's no one, Hashem is not there. If you don't, that mean that, like we said, the biggest rule in the Torah, ואהבת לרעך כמוך. You need to love your friend like you love yourself. And if you do love your friend like you love yourself, this is when God dwell among the people. What is written, ואהבת לרעך כמוך? אני השם, I am God. How is השם written? Too little yud. When the two neshamot, when you look at the person, like he is like you, in the equal one, not this up and down, and not that you are bigger than him, and he, like two, both of you are nothing. Hashem can dwell only when you are both together next to each other, and the same level, talking to each other, eye to eye. And then, הקודשה ברוך הוא, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אני Hashem, I am God, he's dwelling among them. When each side looking at the other person is equal, as one, then Hashem is unite among them, dwell between them. Va'afik ruha degucha ba'u echad. And this, when is Hashem dwell, and the soul that the people, these people, this couple be able to bring into the universe, as a holy soul, as a Kedusha soul, as a soul from Hashem. וכעניין זה, כתב המהר"ל, כי כאשר יש כאן אחדות על הזיווג, the מהר"ל said that when you have a unity, when this couple unite together, and they have a unity between body and soul, אז יש כאן זיווג אלוקי, and this is what they call a unity from Hashem, a זיווג from God. כי החילוק הוא דבר גשמי, the separation is something only in the physicality. והאחדות עניין אלוקי, and the unity, this is what is God is about. If you find yourself that you have any obstacle between you and another person, it's basically because there's no godliness among you. But if God among you, if God is there, you have no separation, you have no machloket, you have no different body, you have no dispute. The same thing with your wife. If you find that you are obligate or you are not unite with your wife, when your wife calling you and you say, "One second, my wife," and she need you, and you said, "I'm in the computer, I'll be right there." Instead of to leave and to come, the computer can wait. The phone call can wait. Your wife cannot wait. Same thing when the husband comes from work and the wife does the dishes, or the wife, she's on the phone, or the wife do any other thing. Everything can wait. The husband cannot wait. When the wife and the husband make each other important, everything else will follow. If the wife giving the appropriate respect to the husband, this is what they call godliness. When you listen to another person and you respect what he's saying, that's what they call godliness. Not any other way. If you're going to find in any other way to outsmart the situation, God is not there. And even if you want to be a modest and somebody puts you down, you need to accept what he's saying with love, even if he's wrong, even that you think he's wrong. And God forbid, even if you have a smirk in your face that you are making a little smile or something, that the other guy will feel that you are not giving him full attention. Even though that he's making a mistake, you still need to be very sincere. Even that you think that your wife, she is a completely off from the subject. Completely. What you see and what she see is not, cannot come in the same unity ever. And what you see, you are 100% sure that you see something that it's not right. And you are 100% sure that what you see is right and what you see is not. It cannot be. My wife and I, if we're going somewhere, and when we are coming, and if somebody going to ask my wife, "How was it?" and she going to tell the story, and I'm going to say the story, like we never met. We never went to the same place. Why? Because I look at different things, and if I try to understand that my wife pick up on all the things that I missed, and she just there to complete my picture, then I will appreciate everything she's saying, and I will never contradict her. She saw the same situation, she just picked up different wave sound. She picked up different wave of the picture. She picked up completely different level, different layers of the relationship, different layers of the action, of the wedding. Completely different. But that's what makes us as a unity. Same thing in husband and wife. The husband brings certain part of the body for the child. The wife generates certain part of the body of the child. The husband brings all the white part, the wife brings all the red part, and together this child have a chance to survive. The same thing in the spirituality. The husband brings all the chesed, The wife bring all the gvurot. With the gvurot you can execute, you can build. But just gvura cannot make it. Like we said before, a wife is a vessel. Even if you have a menorah, that she is from gold, she cannot shine by herself. She needs the oil and she needs the wick. The oil and the wick is the husband. This day the wife could be from gold. Alone she cannot do anything. And that's exactly that the unity between the couple, that the Maharal said, the Zivug Eloki, that is no dispute in the Gishmiut, is no dispute in the physicality. It's all unity. And when you find that yourself, that you agree with your wife, you find yourself that you say, yes, my wife, and your wife say, yes, my husband, that is when the Shekhinah is home. When you find yourself that you argue, even if you're right, you already lost. If you find say something else besides, yes, my wife, and yes, my husband, you already lost. That means, הדבר נרמז בגמרא, they said in the Gemara in כתובות, אמרו יהודה ברא דרב חייה, כל בי שמשה הווה איתי לביתה, וכי הווה איתי, הווה כך, חזי, קיימה, עמודה דנועה. ובשם המועדק דפירש רשי, עמודה דנורה מפני כבודו על שמקיים מצוות עונה בעונתה. ולפי זה, כיוון דכתב העיר רגיל לבוא אל ביתו, כמו שאמר, להראות אהבה וחיבה, וסימנה דעמודה דנורה מקמה שבא אל ביתו, דהו סימן להתפשטות אור ודגושת השכינה, שהיא מתייחדת בליל שבת ומזדבקת בקודשה ברוך הוא. So he's saying here, they bring in כתובות, the שימוש, that אמר רבי יהודה, כן, ברי דרב חייה, he said that the way the person שימושה הווה איתי לביתה, they said they call in the wife, they call in my house. The house is the wife. Everywhere that your wife is, that's where is your home. You're going to go to the hotel. The room look only four walls. But as soon as the wife walk into the room, she make the room alive. The room, they get different kind of comfort. He said the light of the person, he is the pillar of light in this home. And Rashi explained, עמודה דנורה מפני כבודו על שמקיים מצוות עונה בעונתה. Why he is the pillar of light at home? Because he does the mitzvah of the unification between him and his wife on time. ולפי זה, because of this, כתב, דהי רגיל לבוא אל ביתו, that he is coming into his home. Why? Only to show love and chiba. Chiba is that he special and favorite this mitzvah to come into his home. וסימנה דעמודה דנורה, and the reason that they call him the pillar of light, and the time that he is coming into his home, that means this is the sign that the light expands and the Shekhinah is dwelling there. That the Shekhinah, when that is happened, when the Shabbos come, and at night of Shabbos, the unity between the Shekhinah and Hashem, the light in the universe is showing. So he said, we spoke about the Talmid Chacham. The Talmid Chacham, when he is serving his bed, he does it only from Shabbos to Shabbos. And he need his wife to agree with him 100%. That means the wife every husband get the wife according to his needs. That means the wife is only the reflection of your needs. So it cannot be contradiction between your needs and her needs. If you want to change her needs, you need to change your needs. Everybody understand this part? We are only a reflection of what is the wife, of what we are. The wife is the reflection of us. And whatever we do, or whatever we think, the wife is respond to us in the same way. ובכל מקום, ההתייחדות שבין איש ואשתו, in every place that the unification between husband and wife, or the unity, or the connection, הוא האופן הנבחר לגלוי, לגלוי קדושת הדבקות של כנסת ישראל המיוחדת לקדוש ברוך הוא. That every place that you choose to do that, that's where you reveal the holiness and the connection between the light, between the Shechina, between Knesset Israel and Hashem. That's all the same one, just different names. Ve'en ze mashal bilvad is not only a parable by himself at all, ela mitzvat ha-bayit nosot et tochen ha-kdusha shel ha-it'alut Israel v'dbukam b'yotzam. That means everything in the house, our carry is a vessel for to be able to carry the Kedusha of Am Israel and to elevate them. How to be able to connect to the Master, to the Father constantly. Like Shir HaShirim. That's the Kodesh HaKodeshim. This is the Holy of Holy. Banui al Mashal Zeh, that it's built on this parable. Ubet HaMikdash mitgalel Israel and the temple going to be revealed to the Jewish nation, chibatchem lifnei hamakom kechibat zachar nekeva. That they said that our chiba, our livelihood, our love to Hashem, it's coming in a sing, in the Song of Song, is like the male to a female. Ve'lachen nikra Yekudshav Baruch Hu, the chedra amitot asher bevet Hashem, and the kodesh hakodeshim, and the holy of holy. What does it call? The bedroom of Hashem. This is Asher Bevet Hashem, that is in the house of God. That means the unity. They said, trying to understand, we are in a very, very difficult generation. It's not simple to be Eved Hashem in our generation. It's very difficult. Because the life around us is completely not in a favorite of what we are presenting. So the Torah teach us, and they tell us that we wake up in the morning, we say, Neshama shenatata bi Torah. The soul that you gave me is a pure soul. Chelek Eloah mimal. This is a portion of God from above. A person cannot damage the soul. Because soul is from God. It can damage the body, it can damage the nefesh, but the soul gonna go back to the roots after that. It's above us, we cannot damage certain part. We have five parts of the soul. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. That we have the nefesh and the ruach, and Neshama, the nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida, that you have, they are above us, that they shine on us from above us 3 feet above, and they are not connected. They are here like you have an extra battery. When your phone is get discharged and you cannot use the phone, you have an extra battery, the charger that keep the memory going all the time. The same thing, this is the part of the soul that constantly keep us going. That the person, even Chatu Israel, Banayev, even that they are seen in the body, they still my children, they still connect to me. They still my side, either Kabanim, either Kavadim, either we are like children or either like slaves, but we connected to Hashem. So a person need to understand that the Torah come, when Moshe Rabbeinu, whoever also, the what is the Torah? The Torah is Torah, Torah is also pure. And משה רבנו עש השם. אז עושים את התורה, God tell him, put the ark, build the ark, Aaron, and then take and put a coat on the front of the Aaron, and put the Torah inside. And he said, whatever is in the front of the curtain is holy. Whatever is behind the curtain is holy of holy. The same thing he teaches us about the person life. We have a body. The body is our ark. The Torah is the soul. The curtain is our clothing. When a person put in the front of him, and he understands that the clothing that he has, whatever is in the front of him, is holy. He needs to understand whatever is behind his clothing is holy of holy. And that's the way we need to conduct our life. In many places, many environments, many societies, we are falling into our own category. How to utilize our neshama, our body. And if we are not using it to a highest form, we can be able to bring us to the lowest form. That means when a person has a potential to rise higher, when Yaakov said in his dream he see a step ladder, his feet is on the ground, his head is in the sky. That's exactly what is the Jew is about. A person has a potential. Either he can climb up and his head can reach the sky, even though that he's standing with two ground on his feet, on the ground, he need to have his head constantly in the sky. But if God forbid, if we are not rising to the sky, we are on the ground all the time. So a person needs to choose how he want to live. You want to climb up or you want to stay down? If you want to climb up and match face with the master and get closer, you need to rise. And if not, he is completely the opposite. Kedushat ha-chibur banui al ha-achdut. The holiness and the kedusha and the separation of the unity among each other is built on the achdut, the unification. How much the husband want to match face with his wife, and the wife matching face with the husband. בדברים אלה נבין שהנושא ההלכות בעניין קדושת החיבור, we're going to try to understand that the עניין, the rules of how and when and where to unite and to keep it in the holiness and the קדושה, הוא הדרך המעמידה אותו על הקשר האמיתי. That's the way that we can only, and that's the only way to survive, to bring it to the right connection, to bound together in the right way. והוא סיבת קדושתו, and that's the reason that we make it קדושה. What does it mean קדושה? קדושה is separation. You separate yourself from the rest of the universe. When you marry the wife, you separate her from the rest of the lady on the world. You give her a home, you support her, you love her, you dear her. That's what they call kiddushin. That's when we get in Mary, we have kiddushin. ובהמשך דברי הזוהר, in the continuation of the Zohar, שם, בגין כך, because of this, שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא שורה אלא באחד, that God doesn't dwell only when the people are matching face as one. אחד is one. באי ברנש, במחדה, בהתעתה, והי בשעתה לזמנה לה ברעותה חדה אימה. ופי בראשית חוכמה שיהיה רצונה דבוק אימו. שלא יהיו ביניהם שום קטגוריה ומחלוקת אל אהבה ואחווה שלום ורעות. So he's saying here that the unity we're talking about, if we didn't have a Torah to teach us how to please our wife, we will need to learn from who? From the rooster. The way he dances around the hens for to be able to please her before you unite with her. So in this moment, in this hour that he wanted to be united with his wife, that it will be, he need to come into the point that she will want it to be with him, to be one as one with the husband. He need to bring it to the point that the wife only looking to be united with his husband, with the husband. שלא יהיה ביניהם שום קטגוריה ומחלוקת, God forbid, should not be any dispute. And not should that could be any other holding that they are having in mind. אלא אהבה ואחווה, שלום ורעות, just love and unity and peace and friendship. That means when it's not complete and echad, when something is not sealed, as one, the Yetzer Hara, the bad influence, is getting there constantly. And when it's a crack there, the evil getting in. We don't want to leave him any space to get in. We need constantly to keep him out. And that's the reason we're talking about that the unity is only be'echad. וכן כתב האגרא שמשמעות אומרם יקדש עצמו בשעת השמיד, that they said, the Chazal said that a person need to make, to sanctify himself, to make himself kedusha, to separate himself in the time of the unity, when he serves his bed, is nida, ayin aleph, and shavuot yutchet, mityachesed lezirut memtet midot shemanu chachamim. Like we talk about already, that Rabbi Levi, that he's saying that we need to stay away from the nine bad attributes, the nine bad children that can come from this relation. That if a person is in the wrong state of mind, he affecting the children direct. ותוכן ההזהרה בתת מידות הוא להישמר מפגם אהבה. And this, the sages come to warn us in these nine bad attributes that the person should not fall to them. This is for to be able to be careful not to damage the word Ahava. Ahava is the same numeric number of Echad, 13. וברצון ביניהם, and they willing among them. בכלל הקדושה שלא הרבה להוסיף על מצווה, כיוון לשלימות האישות ופורבו, ולא לשם לעת הגוף. That means that a person should not do more than it was required, because all the purpose is not coming for to please the body, it's coming for to unify the unity, for to be able to bring children to the universe. שלא יש שניהם מדרך ארץ של הביאה, that is not going to change the way, the normal way that it's supposed to be. We explained already the unity between the husband and wife. That means that the unity between husband and wife, we are the only creatures that we are separate from all the other animals, that we can have relation face to face. And to have relation face to face, this is the quality when the couple shine to each other. And we already explained the nine attributes that we're talking about, that Rabbi Levi said that the children that coming from the wrong relationship, they cannot tell us how to do right relationship, but they try to eliminate us for not to be in the wrong state of mind. Try to save us from not to have a children of rape, children of hate, children of nidui, when the unity is not been done in the right time in the month when the lady is in nida, children of tmura, children of meriva, of argine, when they argue, or children of drinking, that they were drunk, children of gurushat alev, when he divorces his wife but he still have a relationship, children of mixing, children of daring, when he's not in modesty. This is the nine attributes that Rabbi Levi bring, that they tell us that we need to stay away, to be careful, God forbid, not to damage the unity and the love among each other. And not to give the pleasure to the body, just to stay in the level of the neshama of the soul. ויסוד זה מבואר בשם הרן מה שאמרו, דילה מפני מה הבא מפני שמספירים בשעת התשמיש, שמספרים בדברים אחרים, ופירוש שהם מבטלים שמחתם בתוך שמסיחים דעתם ועזרתם ומתקדשם ובואה בקדושה מחייבת דיבוק איש ואישה על ידי שמחה וחדווה. He said that the foundation, that those the bad attributes, how they get in, when the people are talking about other things and they are מבטלים שמחה, שמחתם בתוך שמסיחים דעתם, that means they are limited the happiness of the moment for to be able to bring the unity among each other because they are talking about any other thing. And they told us, they warned us that they said Vayikra, Vayitkadashtem, that you need to be holy, you need to be separate. You need to leave all the mundane things on the side, like you keep Shabbos. How you keep Shabbos? By doing, by thinking, and by talking. The same thing when it's coming in to serve the bed, you need to do the same thing. That when you, like we explained already, in Vayikra, Yud Aleph, 11, verse 44, נבואה שבקדושה מחייבת דיבוק איש ואישה על ידי שמחה. That means that when you want to be in the unity and the kedusha and the holiness, you need to do this connection with happiness and unity, that it's not going to get anything else between that. שבאותו החיבור, אם אינו נעשה ברוב חשק ואהבה ורצון, if this unity are not been done with the full strength of desire and love and willingness to satisfy the other, אין השכינה שורה בו, the שכינה doesn't dwell there. God forbid. And בכתבי הרמב"ן, the Ramban said, ולמדנו שהעיקר בהשראת השכינה הוא that the main thing to dwell the שכינה there, האחדות שבאהבה ורצון בתוך כוונת מצווה, that the unity in the love between each other and the desire to do the mitzvah, והליכה בדרכיה, and to go and to do the rules that the sages gave us without to fall there. ומכאן שגם כדי לזכות לבנים קשרים, and from here we learn that for to be able to receive a kosher children, העיקר המדרש הוא להשתדל בעניין האחדות, that means the main thing that you need to try to match face and unity between the husband and wife. כפי הכוונה והמעשה של קדושת האישות המבוארים בסימן זה, that means the way we are discussed already, the attention and the action that we, it's coming into the unity in this mitzvah. על השפעת רוממות המחשבה על בנים, that means that we are having this unity when we are only thinking about the children and what is the light that we need to sustain for them. So בעזרת השם, that we're going to be able to keep the light at home, the unity among each other, to love and to cherish each other, and the husband, he is the one that influences everything to start. And if the husband, according to his state of mind, the wife going to be in a state of mind. And if we going to have a holy ladies, thanks to unholy ladies, we redeemed from Egypt. And thanks to unholy ladies, we will be redeemed. The Mashiach will come, like it's written, וגאלתי אתכם אחרית כראשית, that God will redeem us in the future, the way he redeemed us in the past. בעזרת השם, that we are going to look up to this holy lady to be able to redeem, to help us to get redeemed, במהרה בימינו, בביאת משיח צדקנו, אמן. Thank you.